But when you did the L2S band conversion course, you went over to Goldstone, was it?
Yes, I had 14 people from Woomera they picked out, you know, in each sort of discipline, because apart from doing the S band upgrade, they also upgraded a lot of the telemetry equipment. They put in the new timing system, put in a new ranging system. So we had a range of people from Woomera who went across with me. I was there about 6 months because I had to go a bit early to get things set up, and then I stayed on to finish up the project after they left. Some were there for a month, some were there for 3 months. And one other person was there 4 months. I did a few weeks extra on that. That was a very, very interesting project. I learned on that trip just how generous Americans can be, because the trip was just a matter of a month or so short of what our public service would pay for me to take my family with me. I did a lot of sums about if I paid my own way but still then got single allowances while I was there, if the graphs crossed over during the about 3 or 4 months into it, it would be a feasible thing for me to pay their way.
Yes.
Borrow money to do it, of course. None of us were wealthy. But I called up a friend that worked at Goldstone, Chuck Koselski. He'd been out to Woomera several times. He was a bit of a troubleshooter for JPL, and used to, when you got into real troubles, particularly with receivers and that sort of thing, Chuck would arrive on an aeroplane with two suitcases full of spare bits, and we used to say whenever we'd see Chuck, "Oh, there must be a party in the mess tonight. Charlie, Chuck Koselski's here." But I rang him and I said, "Chuck, would you find out what the going rate for rental in Barstow? Because I don't want to be away from home for 6 months without seeing my family." He said, "I'll call you back, Don." So about an hour later, he called me back. He said, "I got your house." I said, "Oh." I said, he said, "Yeah." He said, "It's mine." He said, "I got it on the market." He said, "I've just taken it off, and you can have it for the price of the rates." And he said, "Only trouble," he says, "I haven't got enough furniture for you, so I've asked the boys at Goldstone what they can find." Well, they ratted through their cellars and attics and whatever. We had the most amazing conglomeration of furniture you've ever seen. Nothing matched anywhere. We had 4 television sets, none of which would get all of the channels, but between all 4 of them you could get any channel you wanted. And honestly, they were just so generous with their help, and you get an argument with me if you argue against the goodness of most Americans. But that was the first story of our trip. And like every group you have, there's all sorts of different people among them. I had one person who could never get to any gathering or meeting or even social event we had. He'd say, "Why wasn't I told?" Now, I don't know how 14 people could know and one not, just because he wasn't told, but I heard that from him so many times, he wasn't told. One of the people who came with me was actually Hungarian by birth. And he was a very funny fellow, Joe Sobolik. He, about a month into the trip, he came to me and said, "Oh, my father's critically ill." I said, "Well, we'll get you straight home." And he said, "Oh, but what about the..." I said, don't worry about the job, you get home to your family. So we got him tickets and shipped him off. When I got back to Warmera about 5 months later, one of the first people I saw was Joe. I said, "How's your father, Joe?" He says, "Best he's been for years." I said, "Oh, I'm pleased to hear it." He said, "Yeah, we buried him 3 weeks ago." But he was sort of serious about that.
Yeah.
He was glad to see his father had been released from pain and everything. But they were funny. We had some good days over there. We joined in a challenge not to shave until the end of, it was one of the Mariner missions.
Mm-hmm.
So we joined with the Americans and put money into a kitty, and at the end of it, whoever was left in it, you know, went and spent the money on a party. And I was one of three who survived to the end, and boy, did we ever have a party. We did share it with some of the others, I must say. But we got to know our equipment extremely well with that sort of experience. I met some people there for the first time. I'd known their names for years, for a couple of years, but we used to run a table tennis ladder every lunchtime. We had a big table tennis table we'd purloined from somewhere on the Goldstone site. And we used to spread all the drawings out on that for putting the equipment together. Then came lunchtime, and I used to blow a whistle and immediately clear the table, tennis table, get the net up. And people were coming from all over the site to watch this and join in. And 45 minutes, I used to blow the whistle again, clear it off, put everything away. And we were playing there one day, and this fellow walked in. He had, I thought he might have been from Texas. He had a string tie with the turquoise and silver thing, a beautiful set of cowboy boots, and he sat up on one of the benches watching the table tennis, swinging his legs, you know. And we played on. Then I blew my whistle, and everybody cleared everything, and we were back to work. I went over to this fellow. I said, "Hi, I'm Don Gray." I said, I haven't met you before." He said, "I'm Nick Renzetti." He said, "They call me Nick the Knife." He said, "I'm glad to see you run a tight ship." I thought, "Oh my God, I've been in fear of this man for the last 2 years." Well, he was about second deputy lab director, so... and he was a great fellow, Nick. We got to be very good friends, but it's funny, the first meeting with someone like that and under those circumstances. our people got on very, very well with the people, and the Americans were generous in every way I can think of. And from our point of view, particularly in sharing their knowledge, they were never held anything back from you, and you learnt about your system, warts and all. So
were you mainly at the Pioneer Station?
All the time. Well, mainly at the Pioneer Station. That's where we checked everything out. But some of our people went down and got the new telemetry systems. Went and participated in the JPL acceptance tests down at Long Beach for that, and for the ranging system. That was done off-site. And then we put all of our crew through a JPL quality assurance course down at the lab for a week, mm-hmm. so that they could all handle all these beautiful gold-plated modules and make solder joints, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Americans don't have solder, there's no L in it. But by and large, it was an exercise out at Pioneer site.